This is Karel van Heerden, and you're listening to the Craving Wolves podcast. For this week's Midweek Madness episode, I will be discussing the limited amount of energy and focus. Okay, boom, boom, midweek episode, here we go. This is going to be epic, guys. This week, I want to talk about energy and focus, okay? And the thing is, these are limited resources, and that's what I want to get to. That the limited resources of energy and focus is something you really need to control, okay? And it is in your control, and you can decide where you want to spend your energy and where you want to spend your focus. Now, the example that I want to use, because everybody knows this is the Craving Wolves podcast, so I always go back to the wolves, Fluffy and Chappy, or whichever you want to call them. Okay, but the example that I want to use is, say, now energy is you, we put that in the form of a pizza, okay? You have 8 slices for a day of a pizza. That's all you have. But these pizza pieces are what you are feeding the good wolf and the bad wolf, okay? So now imagine when you go and you smoke a cigarette, okay? Feeding a bad wolf. There goes a slice to the bad wolf. Okay. Then later you go and, you know, you don't sleep that well. Okay. So you wake up, you're not in a good mood, and you snap at somebody. Another slice goes to the bad wolf. So then all of a sudden, later on in the day, you'll be already so, like, you won't have that many slices left. Okay. And then that deprives you of the good wolf, or that deprives the good wolf of going forward. So now, if you can, like, realize where you spend your energy on, okay, and where you want to go from there, then you need to say, okay, listen, I am feeding the bad wolf too much. I'm rather going to take this slice of pizza. Rather feeding it to the bad wolf, I'm going to feed it to the good wolf. Okay, so that is, instead of going out for a cigarette, I am going to chew a chewing gum, for example. You know, there's a lot of things that is really focused on energy, and it can go a lot deeper, and there's books and a lot of science behind it, and then you get back to the law of attraction and all of these things, okay? But at the end of the day, it is how you choose to spend your energy, okay? And what I want to say is you have a limited amount of it, okay? It's not just like this energy, 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 always. It's not like that. And that's why I think it's really important to have a solid morning routine, okay? Because then you go, you have, say, your 8 slices of pizza, okay? Now, if you had a good morning routine, so you get up on time, you make your bed, all right, boom, energy to something good, okay. Then after that, you go and you read for 20, 30 minutes, boom, good energy, okay. Then you go and do something else productive, go for a run, energy, okay. Then you have already, like, you've already stacked so many victories that, you know, the day is basically already almost won, okay? Where if you go and you wake up first thing in the morning and you go onto your phone, okay? That is depleting you of energy. It's not necessarily good, okay? I can barely think of a good reason to be on your phone first thing as you get up, okay? It depends on the situation and it depends on the person, I understand. But, like, personally, which really helps me is I put my, like, my mobile data, I'll put it off. Bluetooth, everything. Like, I use my phone as an alarm. Wakes me up. Great. I wake up, I make my bed, I get out, I weigh myself, do some meditation, and then, yeah, I'm busy, like, we'll make some food, read, go for a run, take a shower. Oh, yeah, I need to put my phone back on, okay? Now, that's already 2 hours spent. Now, of course, this is an ideal morning and life changes. I mean, there's so many times that I have to do shit. Then I get up and I can literally feel if I don't do my normal morning routine, I feel a bit off, you know? So then and there are some times that I wake up and then something, you know, draws my attention and then I put my mobile data on. And then the messages come flying in, there's emails that come flying in, and then all my focus and energy goes to that. And then later, when I go for a run or when I try to read and things like that, I feel a bit depleted. And I understand it's already just in the morning, it's before anything happens, like before I go to work, anything like that. And that, it just shows you like that, your phone can deplete you of so much energy. And for what? You know? Sometimes, yeah, okay, no, the message is important. It's not that important. Okay, you can do it later. You can message later. If it's an emergency, people can phone you normally, or me. Okay? Any of those, but it's per person, of course. This is just for me. Like, I try to keep my phone away as much as possible because phones really drain you of energy. And yeah, that it sucks because, you know, there's so many things that you can do that is good on a phone, and you can, you know, get so much information, you can use so many things, all of that. Unfortunately, so it's not necessarily the phone that's a problem, it's more like social media, I would say. But, you know, then if you go and first thing, or early in the day, early in the morning, you go and you give energy to your phone, that energy is gone for the day. Okay, you're not getting it back. So, you know, having it also, like having that focus, because you only have a certain amount of focus that you can do for a certain amount of time. Okay. Some people really have it down. They can do something productive for 40 minutes, rest, go back 40 minutes, rest, go back 40 minutes. Other people just sit down, boom, 5 hours, and they like solid on their craft or whichever. And that's amazing. But the thing is, you only have so much of that to give. And then sometimes when you get down to it, you like grinding, you're pushing the needle, all of that, you get to a point where your body and your focus, your energy, everything says, okay, listen, yeah, this is not going well anymore. Okay, we need to take a break. So then you need to rest and recover. Very important. Sleep. All these people that say, yeah, I only sleep 2 hours and you like wasting time if you sleep. No, fuck that. Seriously, fuck that. Okay, I get the point that sometimes you need to sacrifice a bit of sleep to get where you want to go. Okay, that is just how it is. Okay, but get into a habit of good sleeping. If you get into a habit of good sleeping, you like 5 to 6 hours is fine. I would say 6 hours is my sweet spot. And there are some days that I don't sleep 6 hours. Some days that I feel like I'm really bushed. I maybe went really hard at the gym or something, and then I sleep a bit more, okay? But that comes into planning, because every day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I stand up, okay? And then I need to plan, if I want to sleep more, I need to plan a bit better to say, okay, let me do all my things, and then I'm finished by whichever time, and then I can plan extra sleeping time. So that's why also, only sleep in your room. Don't do anything else. Because if you go, now I can go, and whenever I go into my room and I hit my bed, I fall asleep. And that's usually, like, it's not an issue anymore. And it was a problem for me because I couldn't sleep that well. because I was always on my phone or playing games or texting or whatever, you know? So, yeah, focus where you put your energy and decide to use your energy for good, okay? Because going into it, you only have a limited amount. And that is the important part that I want to break down today about the limited amount of energy, limited amount of focus, and it's your decision where you spend it, on what you spend it. And don't think that it is just an infinite resource. It's not. And that is really important that you need to know that you want to excel in life. Okay, if you want to level up, see where you spend your energy, see where you spend your focus. Don't feed the bad wolf the pizza, feed the good wolf the pizza. Good wolf loves pizza, bad wolf loves pizza. They both hunger for it. Thing is, you need to choose, am I going to do it bad way or the good way? Okay, so thank you very much for listening to Craving Wolf's podcast. Please tell a friend about it if you find any value. These midweek episodes are going to be a bit shorter than the normal episodes, so maybe not so much detail will be discussed or anything like that. Any results on that point, reach out to me, really. Hit me in a comment section, send me a message, send me a question, you know, so then we can discuss these type of things, because, you know, for me, it's epic. Like, if I can talk more with you guys, it's really cool and it's really fun. You know, and then together we can level up, because together we are stronger, correct? Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for listening to Craving Wolves podcast. So stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.